Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's been a pleasure having you listening today. We appreciate it. Happy Thursday. I hope your week is going well. We're almost to the end of the week. We're going to make it, and we have the Crawfish Festival coming up shortly, I think, in just another week. So the Fiesta Pensacola hosts the 2023 Crawfish Festival Friday, April the 28th. I know this is a fun time in Pensacola, through Sunday, April the 30th in Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come see the Cat Crew and enjoy one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. You can find out more information about the Crawfish Eating Contest, their times, entertainment lineup at newsradio923.com. So head on over there. That's coming up, I believe, next weekend. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. With us this morning, we have Michael Bourgeois and John G. with Compass Solar. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Good morning. Did y'all have a good week so far?
So far, so great.
So far, so great. Are y'all going to eat some crawfish this weekend?
I believe so.
Did you know there's a 5K? Do y'all run?
No, I do not. I think John does. John looks like he's in pretty good shape.
A little bit, when I have to.
Well, guess what? At the end of this run, you can eat crawfish. That's a good reason to run, I think.
Can you walk?
Yeah, you can walk it, definitely. It's at Bamboo Willie's on Saturday. I can get the time for you, but yep. That'll be a lot of fun.
Do I have to do that to eat the crawfish?
Yes. Okay. Or you can wait till next weekend at the Crawfish Festival and just eat it then. How about that?
That'll work.
I mean, I'm on the same page as you, so I'd rather not run and eat crawfish, but sounds amazing, though.
It does.
Sounds like a good deal. So let's talk solar this morning. If you have any questions for John and Mike, please do call or text 437-1620. They'd be happy to answer it. And I called you Mike. Is it Mike or Michael?
Well, I go by Michael or Mike.
Either one.
You know, dealer's choice.
Well, good. Because my brother is Michael, and he refuses to be called Mike. And I just said that, and I was like, oh, no.
I just stopped fighting it.
You just stopped fighting it. You're just like, fine, call me whatever you want, right?
That's right.
Right. So Compass Solar Energy, compasssolar.com, and make sure you put three S's, compasssolar.com. You don't want to miss out on that. If you have any questions for them, you can call them 439-0035. So we are talking all things financing today, batteries. So we got a lot lined up, so you don't want to miss out on this. So let's first of all, let's talk about financing.
Sure. It's really a lot to unpack. So what we thought it would be important to address today is, the way that you're going to pay for your solar project. So a lot of these solar PV, solar electric projects are financed, which makes it affordable, which makes it easy to go solar. So you don't have to save up this lump sum of cash, or you don't necessarily have to borrow against your house. You know, there are these solar loans specifically for financing solar. They're relatively unsecured, although it does have a UCC1, I think is what it's called. It's the same type of loan as a car loan, right? So there's the lien is against the panels, not against your home, if that makes sense. They're secured against the solar panels, the equipment themselves, and not your house. But be aware that when you are sitting down or considering going solar and you're looking at these different finance options, similar to when you are shopping for a mortgage, there are different interest rates. And you don't get a low interest rate, especially lower than prime, without buying down those points. Mm-hmm. So there are fees associated with these loans that have these really low interest rates, these unsecured loans that have low interest rates. There are fees associated with it. So I can't give too much detail on the fees, but I just want to say be careful. The reason I can't give a lot of detail is, and this is going to give you an idea of how high these fees have gotten, is because we have to sign a non-disclosure to not reveal the exact amount.
Really?
Of the fees. Yes.
Goodness.
So last year, as a company, we made the decision that we would be very transparent and try to give as much full disclosure as we can. So the numbers still make sense. It's still a great deal. It's an unsecured loan. It's a low interest rate. It could potentially even be a monthly payment to go solar that's lower than your current average electric bill. However, just find out for your own sake, what would be the price for going cash and what would be the price for going with a really low interest rate solar loan. And then is there something in between? Because they have solar loans with a slightly higher interest rate that don't have any fees. So you could get a same as cash option on a loan where you don't have to come up with all that cash all at once. You can make these monthly payments, but you don't have all this front-loaded financing fee attached to it. So, John, what do you think about that? John's with people every day, talking with them, and he's really well versed on these same as cash finance options. What do you think?
Well, over the last few months, pretty much everybody that I've had make the decision to move forward with solar has they've all chosen the same as cash finance options, because typically people, they're going to move or refinance their home every 5 or 10 years anyway. So you can get virtually free money every few years from your home equity line of credit or a bank that you have a really great relationship with. So if you can lock a same as cash price in and not have to put any money down, then that's super flexible for everybody. So it's worked out really well for a lot of customers being very transparent with those fees. And people really appreciate that. So that's been awesome.
So just to clarify, I think what John's getting at is going with a higher interest rate that has no fees attached to it today could benefit you in the future if you were to refinance that loan when the rates go down on their own.
Okay.
So you could refinance the loan with no fees at a lower interest rate, and you would not have had to pay these huge front-end loaded fees to get the lower interest rate. Now, again, the deal is still good. If you have a lower interest rate and you want to finance the project and you're happy with the payment and your plan is to just make that minimum payment for the remainder of the loan term, and there's 5-year terms, 10-year, 12-year, 15, 20, 25. There was even a 30-year term for a while, although I think that's gone now. If you're content with the monthly payment on the lower interest rate loan, then go for it.
Right.
But if your plan is to pay it off early, to pay it off quickly, mm-hmm. then you want to talk to your solar consultant about a slightly higher interest rate with fewer fees attached to it. That's all. We're just saying, do your homework and
definitely
ask all the right questions. That's why we're here. We want to educate.
Thank you. It's much needed, especially in the solar world. I know there's some education needed on tax breaks, and we talked about that last time, things like that. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Michael Bourgeois and John G here with Compass Solar Energy. You can head on over to their website for more information, compasssolar.com. And I have a local number as 466-4773. Is that correct?
We actually have a lot of different numbers for marketing purposes. So our main office number is 850-439-0035. Again, that's 850-439-0035.
And you're welcome to join in this conversation. Please do, 437-1620. If you'd like to call or text your solar questions, we'd love to hear from you this morning. They also service many different areas, Pensacola, Navarre, Destin, Mexico Beach. So you have a pretty far reach.
Absolutely, we do. Everywhere in Northwest Florida, that's what we consider to be our local area. So we try to take care of everybody the best that we can. So another thing, it's starting to warm up outside, but swimming pools are still too cold to go swimming. So I just wanted to let everybody know that solar pool heaters are that's our specialty. In fact, Compass Solar Energy as a corporation was started with as a solar pool heater installer. So that's one of the things that we do best, solar pool heating. So just yesterday, we did a solar pool heater installation. It took the better part of the day, but by the time we were done, the sun was still out and the panels up on the roof were nice and hot. And it's different from solar electric. Solar pool heaters, it's thermal. So anyway, you know, pumps the water up, heats the water up, pumps it back down into the pool. So by the time we left, and I went to test the system, I stuck my arm down in the our customer's pool, and it was probably about, 70 degrees, which is cold for a pool, you know, especially when it's 80, 90 degrees outside.
Right.
But I could feel the jet, and it was nice, warm water out there. And so what they said, their exact words were, "That's fantastic. I'm going to bring my grandson over here tomorrow. We could finally go swimming." So these people, you know, they have a young grandson, and he has just been waiting to go swimming.
Yes.
And so now he gets to jump in the pool a couple of months earlier than what he normally would have had to wait for. So, and he'll get to swim a couple of months later than what he would have normally had to start swimming.
Yes.
So it definitely gets you an extra few months out of it.
Absolutely. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. We're informative, local, and dependable. We have Michael and John with us from Compass Solar Energy, talking all things solar. If you would like to join in this conversation, please do. If you're just tuning in, 437-1620. We would love you to send us all your questions about solar. I know there's so many about tax breaks, about financing, you know, and what I love about your company is that you maintenance not just your solar equipment, but other people's solar equipment, other companies.
Absolutely, we do. We're proud of that. In fact, there's not many companies that can service, you know, any panel, any inverter. There's tons. I mean, just to name a few, you've got Fronius, you've got Outback, you've got SMA, Solar Edge, Enphase, Solark. There's so many different types of systems out there. Those are just inverters. I mean, solar panels, forget about it. There's thousands of them. Trina, Canadian Solar, Solaria, REC, Mission. So, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So there's all kinds of different combinations of equipment to use, and different racking systems too, as far as how they're mounted up on the roof, and they're constantly coming out with new ways. So snap and rack, quick mount, Unirack, Iron Ridge. There's so many different combinations of equipment that you run into. Not any solar company is going to be able to just come in and service whatever product you have installed, but we can. So the mark of a true expert is what I tell myself. Another thing to consider now is that, hurricane season, is always right around the corner, I guess. Kind of like Christmas. It's always right around the corner, but here that's a very real thing. A very real threat is losing power, losing groceries, even more so than the threat of severe damage. Not necessarily a Category 5 hurricane that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Category 1s, the Category 2s.
Well, Sally knocked out
power
for days.
For days. Mm-hmm. So that's a real thing. And then you lose groceries. That's everybody's biggest concern, when the power goes out is, oh, man, what are we going to do with all this food in the refrigerator? What are we going to do with all the food in the deep freezer, right? Hunting season was good, and we have all this venison in the freezer. And it's all going to spoil unless we cook it all right now.
Right.
So it turns into a hurricane party and you cook all your food. And then you lose a whole lot of comfort when you have no electricity, right? Everybody wants at least a fan to blow, right? So there's an option to have a portable generator and to, haul that thing out once a year and run a bunch of extension cords from the generator, this loud, noisy generator.
Oh, it's so loud.
And you keep a window open and you run the extension
cords
through it. You're
trying to sleep and it's so loud, yes.
A generator with the fridge plugged in, loud or not, your food didn't spoil.
Absolutely.
So we all just, every time there's a hurricane, you just hear that hum of the generators, right? Every fifth house, there's just this, they got some, their food's cold,
they can eat. So that's good.
Absolutely. So that is an option. We offer an option where we can install a 30 amp inlet along with the solar, right? So we put in solar, we do a 30 amp inlet. And that allows you to plug your generator directly into your home's electrical so that you don't have to run extension cords in through an open window or an open door. So it's a pretty cool idea.
Very.
Kind of only really desirable for our customer base because not everybody lives in Hurricane Alley like we do. There's always the whole house generator option, which everyone knows that that's an option. You got to have gas or propane. And then there's the... the energy storage option or the batteries. And there's all kinds of batteries out there. I mean, Tesla makes a good battery. Enphase makes a good battery. Franklin Whole Home makes a good battery. So there's all kinds of batteries out there. Our preference is either going to be an Enphase battery to tie into the Enphase system or a Franklin Whole Home battery. Because both of those batteries are made with lithium iron phosphate. Is that correct, John? That's right, isn't it? Right. So, which is less combustible than some of the other lithium batteries that you find out there. Even the Tesla battery, I believe, is lithium cobalt. So, and if that gets punctured or damaged in any way, you know, a lot of times they're in the garage, right? So if you accidentally bump it with your car, it will combust.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of scary. It's going to spit fire. Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Definitely.
So, Enphase batteries, Franklin Whole Home batteries, are made out of a different material.
Okay.
So that's our preference because we want it to be nice and safe.
Absolutely. Definitely.
And it's amazing what batteries can do now, all the appliances that they can power. Mm-hmm. And they're quiet, and you don't have to put fuel to them, and they stay charged because of the solar. It's a really, really great option for backup power. And it's also a really great option for people that are not FPL customers that don't have that generous net metering program that FPL has, like Chelco, EREC. Who are some other co-ops, John?
West Florida Electric,
right. So there's a lot of power companies out there that don't give the big overproduction payback, the buyback mm-hmm. that FPL does. And so a lot of times we'll put batteries in for those customers, and they can offset their bill more so than if they just had solar panels.
Right. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois and John G. with Compass Solar Energy. If you have a question, please text or call 437-1620. We'd be glad to hear from you. Our friend Philip Knowles would like to know, can you address the issues I'm hearing from rumors about solar and problems with homeowners insurance?
Those aren't rumors.
Okay.
Those are real things. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, it was not an issue that we dealt with. But something happened. I don't know what, don't know when, but somewhere along the way, a lot of insurance companies decided that they did not want to insure solar panels, or they did not want to insure homes with solar panels. So I don't have it on me, but our solar consultants come with a list of what we call solar-friendly insurance agents. So we will provide you contact information for insurance companies, insurance agents that can make sure that you have homeowners insurance that will include insuring the solar panels.
That's great. You give your customers that list of homeowners insurance. They're not worried, because I would definitely be worried if I was installing solar and all of a sudden I was like, what about my home insurance?
Absolutely. That's super important. And I mean, and that's a great question. And I imagine, and well, I kind of know it for a fact, because we hear about these types of things from people that are not our customers, or from people that become our customers. You know, let's say they're talking to us and another company. And so we'll hear this type of feedback from our customers that, oh, this person came into my home that was with this ABC solar company or whoever, and they told me that insurance was going to be no problem. And then I called my insurance company, and this particular company doesn't insure solar panels. So what do I do now? So we say, okay, yeah, you have to do the diligence. You have to check. You got to call your insurance company, mm-hmm. just like you have to call your tax professional to see how you're going to receive that tax credit.
Right, because that's super important too.
You got to do the homework. And if you meet with a Compass Solar Energy solar consultant, we will give you all of the information that you need to make an educated decision. It's no pressure. We're not going to twist your arm to say, you know, commit right now or, you know, forget about it. It's not like that with one of our consultants. Right. We come to give you all the information so that you can make a good decision when you're ready.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. John, you are a solar consultant. Is there some misinformation out there about taxes with the solar installation that you could give us a few pointers on?
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of misinformation about that. It's pretty much impossible for a rep to be able to tell you that you're guaranteed to get that tax credit just sitting in your home, not looking at your taxes, not being a CPA, not being a tax strategist. I mean, it's a little bit of a guess. I mean, there's obviously some baseline guidelines you can go by if they've got taxable income and such, but there's also a lot of tax credits that people already qualify for that, and they end up not even paying any taxes anyway at the end of the year. So it's something that you need to be very light-handed with. So I don't promise anything when I talk to somebody about a tax credit. That's why we also really like the same as cash options. We have a couple different finance options that kind of tie in with all of that. We have a new bank that we really like that does not calculate in the tax credit with the payments that they project. So then there is not any risk of that payment changing if the customer does not qualify for that tax credit. So there's no surprises. And I mean, the last couple dozen people I talked to, their payment wasn't even, it was still a good deal to not even have to put any of their tax money down, which traditionally to get a, you know, crazy low payment on your solar bill, you had to put 30% of the cost of the system down towards the financing. And that's a big chunk of change.
It is, yes.
So, and some people are more than happy to do that, and some people really don't want to do that, and some people can't do that. So when you have the option to not have to, and then you can still save money now and later and keep all that tax money in your pocket, that's pretty sweet.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. John is a solar consultant, so he can come out and do a consult for your house, determine what's needed. You know, what I love about your company is you're very trustworthy and you're going to be very transparent, especially about the taxes, the tax breaks and things like that. For more information, you can head on over to compasssolar.com or give them a call. They service many different areas in our community. They'd be happy to come out and do a consult for you. Thank you so much, John and Michael, for joining me today. I appreciate it. I hope you all have an amazing Thursday. Don't forget about the Crawfish Festival coming up, and we have gumbo y'all coming up this weekend, so you don't want to miss out on that.